this girl has got the wrong name on Twitter. She signed up 10 years ago on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Squid Gaming.
Oh, my God.
So she's a gamer. So she likes to post things and post herself playing games and all that. But right. Now that she's got Squid Gaming at Squid Gaming on Twitter, people are roasting her. And she's like, I've had this for 10 years.
Right. They're roasting her like, oh, what a poser. Like, Squid Game is big. Suddenly you're Squid Gaming. As right. if she just did it now. Yeah. Okay. Well, fuck them.
And she has presenting opportunities, you know, with clients and things like that. She's lost two of them so far. So she lost two clients because her name is Squid Gaming and people are dragging her through the mud.
But why would she lose clients over it? She didn't do anything.
Because people are dragging her and they're just going right after her because they think she's stealing the name. She's like, no, they stole it from me. So now she's going to be forced to change her name on Twitter because of this movie now that's on Netflix or series or whatever it is.
Right. This is so stupid because it's okay. It's not like she said something terrible about a protected class of people or she did something that was like she Karen'd anybody. She didn't do anything offensive. You know, she's a gamer, so she's a cool chick in the right community. So the fact that I don't get this cancellation of her. Like, so what?
Twitter banned her at first. When somebody woke up over there and went, oh, she's got Squid Game, we need to ban her. So first, and then she got banned, she gets abuse from everybody, and now she's losing work. So she says, I might have to change my handle.
Right.
But she's got 10,000 followers, and she's going to lose all the followers the minute she changes her name.
What did she get banned over?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would they ban her? There's more to this story that I'm missing here. There's something else going on here.
She goes, look like I might have to change my handle. After all, I've lost two amazing opportunities because people don't want to hire me with my, quote, Squid Game handle. This is really getting me down now.
I'm at a loss for words here because here's why. Her Squid Game handle shouldn't change who she is and what she does. So people aren't hiring her because of what her handle is. They're hiring her because of who she is and what she brings to the table. That hasn't changed.
She's got 47,000 followers. So she's going to lose all of them because of her name, even though she's had it forever.
Yeah, I don't know if you lose your followers if you have to change your name. I think they let you keep your followers and just change your handle. I think.
No, because you can change your name anytime you want to. But the at Squid Gaming, you can't change because that's your everything. And right. On Instagram, she's Squid Game.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so. And Twitch, she's Twitch.tv/Squid Game.
Oh, my God.
But she was here first.
Yeah.
I don't get that. No,
I know. I mean, I feel like if she's losing money over this, this feels like a lawsuit to me.
Seems like she can sue Netflix for coming out with a movie because they saw it on her handle.
Well, good luck suing Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know who she would sue. And I guess I'm saying sounds like a lawsuit, but then who does she sue? Twitter? For what?
Or Instagram or wherever she got banned.
Right.
Have you finished Squid Game?
Yeah. Are you kidding? I watched it in like a day.
Okay. I'm taking my time with it, and it's really, I don't know. It's the strangest thing I've ever really watched on TV.
Well, what's interesting about it is so the dude who made it had approached a lot of different channels. He wrote it in like 2007. And in 2009, he was out there trying to sell it. And I think, he went to Netflix, he went here, he went there. Nobody wanted it. I don't know what happened that he was able to try again and sell it again. I think he made some changes or whatever. It's a phenomenon. It's huge. I mean, it was everyone's Halloween costume and there's articles written about it and think pieces and all this stuff. The only thing about it is I love the storyline. I love the characters. That lead character is fascinating as an actor. And I know a lot of these actors. I watch a lot of, oddly enough, I watch a lot of Korean films. So I know some of the actors who are in it, not personally, but I've seen them before. So I understand their importance in the world of cinema and film. And it's exciting to see them in this show and on a small screen. And then the young girl in it is a famous model. You know, and she's a really good actress, like who knew? So it's kind of fun seeing her after like watching all these campaigns that she was on. And now like there she is. It's, you know, it's kind of like watching Kai Gerber. So the only thing about it is there are scenes that are a little slow for me. Like when they decide they're going to kill off, spoiler, they kill off people. Sorry, if you don't know that by now, you're bad. Mm-hmm. When they're going to kill off some people. And they do it really slowly. And you know, they're going to just, there's a couple of scenes that I just sort of fast forwarded a little bit. Cause I was like, listen, it's the same thing. You're going to kill somebody off. You're going to do it again. This is going way too slow for my ADD brain.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me who's left. Who now, you got left.
Is there, cause I don't even know how many episodes there are, but. Is there an ending to this season where there could be a season two?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everybody doesn't die, I guess.
No.
Okay.
No, no. I think there's, there are 9 episodes.
Okay, so I'm on 4. Episodes. So I got 5 left.
Yeah. And it gets better and better. Like as you get more into the characters and the storylines and whatever, and they do, you know, they're at the place and then they leave the gaming place. It goes back and forth enough so that you really get a sense of who these people are. I don't know if you're there yet. Cause I forgot what episode's what, but, yeah, they leave it in a way that it can definitely be, they could definitely have season 2 for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And the overdubbing is a little off-putting to me because when they overdub, the English is so perfect.
Right.
You know, it's a little off-putting to me because so
watch it in Korean with subtitles then.
Oh, I can do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I like it better in Korean with subtitles. It makes more sense.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, yeah. There was one episode I just wanted to see what it would be like with the overdubbing. And the acting's a little weird. It's weird because the people who are in it who are like acting, and then there's a voice guy being like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, no, the guy's like, what do you mean?
Oh. See, yeah. Then I can actually probably get into it.
Yeah.
Because it's off-putting to me. It's like a bad old karate movie.
Right, that's what it feels like. That's why I'm saying watch it in Korean, with subtitles. That's the better way to watch it, I'm telling you.
Got it, because they just hired voice people to do perfect English, and it's weird, and it doesn't go with the mouth, and I think my audio is off, and I'm trying to fix it all the time.
Right, and some of the stuff doesn't translate properly, because I tried it. I was kind of curious. I was like, those are weird lines. So what I did was I watched it in English with subtitles. What they're saying and what I was reading were also 2 different things.
Oh, that's really confusing.
Right. So, yeah, no, watch it in Korean. It makes way more sense in Korean.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, for sure.
You saved me because the whole time I'm watching, I'm going, oh, yeah, people are being killed. That's really bad. But I really can't get into this. It's off-putting to me because that's all I think about is the overdubbing.
Right, no, and it takes you out of the storyline because you're not really focused on the storyline.